часто шептал мне, я буду тебя ждать. Ты же помнишь, а вдруг еще ты ждешь? Но как я смогу проверить? Я просто не знаю.
Live KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac.
Hi.
Alongside Joseph Erdo and Greg Isaac and Eric Reinert.
Yay.
Hi, Eric. We know Eric's last name now. This is phenomenal.
Yay.
The guy that might go first overall in the upcoming NHL draft.
Is Eric Reinert.
Sam Reinert.
Oh, really? So,
yes.
Eric, you might
maybe
be a hockey
some
player.
Relation
there. Is it Reinert in the sports?
A couple, yeah.
Wow, so you're a sports guru.
And thanks to Julia Savisheva and Moskva Vladivostok.
Thank you to them, too. I don't know who
is
they
that
are.
Who we're listening to right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's a song from Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
Oh, my
Jack
God, Ryan. My favorite song.
Yeah, it is.
Phenomenal
It's my
song.
Jam now, right?
Yeah, this is the one.
And surprise, that's the film I'm going to review with you today.
Excellent.
Jack Ryan, yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, well, this is in honor of Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
Oh.
It is our CIA show. So
CIA.
We're gonna talk really quiet here, so nobody listens.
Yes, FBI,
hears.
CIA.
Yeah. We've got a CIA operative, a former CIA operative, at around 11:07 today.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
He's gonna talk about CIA stuff.
Yes, and you know
how about Chris Christie? Any news on? Will he know about Chris Christie and all his shenanigans?
We'll see, because he wanted to know the questions in advance, and I told him with Dave Isaac, that's just not possible. Dave Isaac is just like he's.
I'm a
that's why they call it Dave's Random Enlightenments, right?
Yeah.
So Dave might disappear later after the CIA gets a hold of these questions.
He's probably not going to say a whole lot.
No, probably not. That's so I told him it's okay. If
I know
neuro-linguistic
programming.
Right.
Your eyes are getting heavy.
So, and we got a lot of exciting stuff on today's show.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
yes.
So other cool stuff, because our last segment of today in Breakthrough Entertainment, we're going to preview our Pi show, which will be in a couple weeks. But we've got on a special early interview with the executive director of the American Pi Council.
I love especially American Reunion. That was so good, right?
Yes.
Greg?
What is the American Pi Council?
We'll ask her because I'm sure that she can explain it a lot better than I do. But they promote pi. It's an American tradition.
I was teasing out my comment.
But not really.
But Greg didn't laugh. I thought he would know. That means he doesn't know what American Pi is.
Well, I do.
I saw all the YouTube stuff.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I didn't laugh because it wasn't funny.
Oh, darn it. I thought it
wasn't
funny.
Right.
But in honor of...
I'll do my polite laugh.
So we're... But we're doing our early segment for the Pi show, even though it's going to, a couple weeks off. We're doing that because I believe on Thursday, it is National Pi Day.
Pi Day.
January 23rd.
Yes, very good. You've done your research.
I have.
And in honor of that, we're going to be giving away some passes to see Labor Day, an advanced screening of Labor Day.
Oh, that looks like a good movie.
Yeah, Kate Winslet, Josh Brolin.
Very good.
Very good.
So we'll give you all the information on how you can enter to win those tickets a little bit later on today's show.
And last year's winner of the pie was a key lime coconut.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you've done a lot of research.
I was looking at all those pies.
Or you can go to our Facebook, 1480s Facebook, to find out how to win.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1480s Facebook.
Great
BreakRadioShow.com. Click on the
nice.
Big F in the upper right-hand corner. We'll have it on there as well. Whatever, anytime today's show, we'll put it on there, but we'll also announce it on the air.
And the pie, and we'll talk about the pie eating contest and the best pie and all that coming up, I think, in a month or two. I think May or March.
Well, that too. But then we also have our pie show, which we'll have on some more, pie-themed adventures.
Are we going to have pie in the studio?
I really hope
so. Are you bringing some pie?
I hope so. You know what? Dude, that's why I've got to contact enough of these people. And
I know where we can get it. I bet the Wildflower Bread Company would give us a couple pies to taste. They have pretty good pie.
Let them know. Yeah,
I think. Now Marie Callender's went out of business out here for some reason. Eric, do you know why?
They were overpriced.
Probably. But not in San Diego.
They're still in California.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah.
We'll get in touch with the Wildflower or someone else. If you want to send us some pies, our pie show is officially on February 1st, Saturday, February 1st.
Yes, make us a special pie, and we'll taste them all on the air and see.
Yeah, taste
which
test.
One's the best.
Absolutely.
February 1st. Yeah, that's a good time.
No,
yeah.
I'm not eating any pies coming from listeners. That could be dangerous to your health.
But Wildflower has good pies. Maybe, there's places.
Yeah, yeah. But, but we're previewing that today. And then also, earlier this week, I went out to Snowbowl, Arizona Snowbowl.
Oh.
And I learned
how to... Is that in Flagstaff?
Didn't Greg go too?
I didn't end up going. Yeah.
He was too
long
afraid.
Long story. Oh, yeah. I was freaked out of those skis.
Scared of hitting a tree?
I was.
And I'll let you know.
And then becoming mayor,
even though I've been ice skating all my life, I was like, no, I'm not.
No, you would have done fine. That's my prediction.
The plan was he was going to learn how to ski, and I was going to learn how to snowboard.
And did you?
Because it is National Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month.
Is there a reason why you have all those bruises and your both eyes are black?
Honestly,
no, that's his last date.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah.
Oh, really? I want to hear that. How did that go? Did you go down the slope?
No. What?
It was a slippery slope.
He might have tried. That's why there's all those bruises.
Yeah. No, I did go to that birthday party last weekend.
Yeah, how was it?
That was fun. It was fun. Yeah.
Did she give a kiss on the other cheek?
No.
What? No kissing?
I danced with her. I danced the Macarena, even though, here's the thing is.
People dance the Macarena stuff?
No, they don't, but I do.
I can't believe they ever did.
Yeah. No, she, because it was just like some song, and I didn't know how to dance to it because I don't know, and maybe we'll have to do dance lessons sometime,
too. You gotta do a slow dance at least.
Well, that's okay. Next time. We build up to it. But I did the Macarena. Oh.
And how was it?
And
you
she said,
her
no,
out?
No. She said, no, no, honey. That's the 90s.
She called you honey?
We're over that. Yeah.
I'm in.
I'm in. Oh, that's what Trisha calls you, honey, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there could be there could be good and bad with that. It could be good and bad, but we'll get you through
honey.
Here. So within 3 weeks, you'll be coming in with an unbelievable smile on your face and dancing around.
No, we'll check your neck starts with H.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
They don't do that anymore?
That's more of white trash,
Is that true, Eric, about hickeys?
I don't know. I'm 50. I don't... go for that thing anymore. But
yeah,
in high school.
Yeah, maybe high school and then the rest is
I used to have my name spelled with a lot of hickeys.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And then on my other side of my neck, it says open all hours.
Oh, and you have a ring around your neck and a ring around your neck.
Oh, my.
but aside from that party, that I had a good time there.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, Arizona Snowball, learning how to snowboard, first time in my life. One of the top 10 experiences of my life thus far.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's good to know.
Even though I have, seriously, you joke about the bruises. I have very limited mobility in this right arm.
Yeah.
Well, I am sitting.
That's for another reason.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed, but I'm also.
How about Frozen?
No, he didn't go. But
handed is he?
I don't know. What?
He's right web foot.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
right web foot. No, see, that's the thing. We're going to talk with Jason Stratton, the director of sales and marketing of Arizona Snowball, in our next segment today. But he's going to tell us, a little bit more about, what you could do up there. And, I'm sure that we'll have a discussion about my experience. But did you know that you have to decide if you are, which foot you are when you are doing snowboarding? Is it goofy or regular?
What does that mean?
Goofy means that you lead goofy is you lead with your right foot.
Is it right?
Yeah.
That's the same with skateboarding.
Really? Okay. See, I've never skateboarded either. Wow. But
you want more bruises?
But even though I'm right-handed, but I was choosing to, I was doing goofy. So I don't know exactly what I was doing.
You were doing goofy?
Yes.
Wow. What sick stuff goes on at Disneyland.
It's a cartoon character,
now.
For God's sakes.
Right. But I fell down an awful lot. I fell down an awful lot. I am sitting on my left behind cheek.
You have two behinds, the left and the right?
Yes,
starboard.
Yeah, that's even better. I like it.
Yeah, the other one is quite bruised.
Are you in pain?
I am in quite pain. It's wearing off.
What's a quite pain? I don't know. Quite pain.
Quite pain means I've been taking a lot of ibuprofen.
I mean a lot of pain.
A lot of ibuprofen.
So what hurts the most?
What hurts the most is the back of my head because when I could not master getting off of the ski lift.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us about that. That sounds brutal.
The chair hit me in the back of the head
both
times I tried.
Both times?
Yes. Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Hey, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, he looks concussed. Look at that. He's not following the finger.
That was the weird thing is that after the second time it happened, I could not... snowboard down the mountain for more than like 5 feet. I kept falling down because I think my coordination was off.
Oh my.
But again, you know, yes, I'm all bruised up and I'm in pain, but I had such a great time and I can't wait to talk more about it in our next segment.
I can't wait to talk about it now, but we'll wait to the next
segment.
We'll
wait, yeah, because let's talk a little bit about Jack Ryan, since that is the reason that today is our CIA show.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Okay.
And we're going to be playing music from all these different CIA movies.
Hmm.
And, you know, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, have you seen any of the other Jack Ryan movies?
I have not. I didn't even know they had other
every
movies.
One of them.
You've seen every one of them.
So, really?
Harrison Ford and Ben Affleck, right?
Sure.
And, you've probably seen Clear and Present
Fears. Some of All Fears.
Oh, that's a Jack Ryan movie? That's
and Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin was the first one.
Which one was that?
That was the first one.
That was with Sean Connery and Alec Baldwin.
October something or
Hunt for Red October?
Yeah.
Submarine, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who was... So Jack Ryan...
Jack Ryan.
Was he the character?
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, he's like the CIA guy who's he's like more into data and stuff, but sometimes he gets mixed up in the whole thing.
And he's such a master of disguise that he can go to looking like Alec Baldwin to Harrison Ford to even Chris Pine. It's unbelievable.
Oh,
and Ben Affleck,
Chris Pine's got to be the worst costume yet. Disguise.
Well, here's the thing. I don't recall seeing any of the others except for The Sum of All Fears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
I saw that.
The Sum of All Fears, I didn't even realize it was a Jack Ryan movie. And let me tell you a little bit about, you know, the synopsis for this one. Chris Pine takes over that role of Jack Ryan. He plays a young covert CIA analyst who uncovers a Russian plot to crash the U.S. economy with a terrorist attack. You've got a really great cast here. In addition to Chris Pine, you've got Kevin Costner, Keira Knightley, and Kenneth Branagh, who also directs the film. Kenneth Branagh.
Does.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's doing double duty here, and he plays the bad guy, right?
Of course.
He plays a pretty good bad guy.
Yeah, a bad guy.
Yeah. And so you want me to tell you what I thought of the film first?
It's up to you.
I know you're going to say you don't like it.
You know that, okay.
You liked it.
I actually loved it, yeah.
And I think it's a huge thumbs down. I can't wait to debate with you.
Okay, well.
This is exciting, folks. This is how it goes south ring.
The only reason I wouldn't like it is because I don't like Chris Pine.
You know, I like Chris Pine.
Why don't you like Chris Pine? Let's talk about it.
I don't know. He's not attractive, and I don't know. They try to make him out as like some really hot dude. I just don't like him.
I don't really analyze dudes by how they look.
Well, no, I analyze what the audience.
Oh, yeah. You
don't see the appeal.
I don't see the appeal, though.
Okay. Well, and I've heard that same excuse from not excuse, but same reasoning from other people. They don't believe that he is the star that should take over Jack Ryan. But I think he did terrific in this movie. You know, again, this is kind of an introduction to the franchise for me, even though I did see the Ben Affleck one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is what Paramount Pictures is hoping. They're hoping to bring back Jack Ryan for a new generation of moviegoers and, you know, put in hot ticket star Chris Pine in there, whether you agree with that or not. The end result, I thought, was really familiar. I in terms of the genre, it's, you know, doesn't do anything new, but it is intelligently choreographed intensity. It makes for one exciting cinematic experience. I was on the edge of my seat, not from the beginning, but from about halfway through to the end, I was on the edge of my seat. It was so riveting. How could you not be falling off the edge of your seat, Dave?
Well, I was falling off the edge of my
two
seats. I was falling off
the edge
of my seat.
Falling asleep.
Exactly. That's
how could you fall asleep in this?
All right, here it is. I didn't fall asleep, but it was a fast start. I do agree with that. And don't miss the first part. So don't miss the first couple minutes. I will say that. It does set the stage, I thought.
Yeah.
But it went downhill from there with an unrealistic roller coaster ride of unbelievable adventures of an injured analyst not trained as a field agent doing these remarkable things. It wasn't believable. The plot was interesting, but the characters not being believable, except for Kevin Costner, couldn't pull it off. Like I said, the cast is good.
Kenneth Branagh, he wasn't excellent to you? You weren't, like, scared of him?
I've never liked him either.
No, but that's the point. He was so scary, he would shoot people on a split second.
Or stick a light bulb in their mouth.
But I won't be a spoiler, but how did he not at the end... someone get killed, and it didn't happen
because if as a bad guy, you've got other bad guys above you.
That was a most unrealistic car chase I've ever seen, with the outcome toward. Wow. I'm not going to say a spoiler alert,
but you like Fast and Furious.
I
Well, that's more realistic.
Fast and Furious is more realistic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
See, I think the great cast.
Transformers is too, right?
No, not that one.
That was so realistic.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
I just don't think it was possible, without spoiling the movie, to go into the detail on how, like, the fiance, Keira Knightley, how she all of a sudden could pretend she's a CIA agent.
She's in it too?
Yeah, I don't like her. I agree with you completely on that.
But you know, at the dinner, it's like, are you kidding me? This person that didn't even know her husband was in the CIA? No, this is an important point.
When she keeps her mouth shut.
Yeah,
she is cute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But this person, not even knowing her soon-to-be husband was in the CIA, takes on the role and acted out a pretty good CIA thing. It's unrealistic.
I give you that, but you got to learn to have some fun, Dave.
Oh, it was entertaining, but not a good movie. Thumbs down. Do not see this movie, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, obviously, I haven't seen it. I'll say this, though. If the movie is one that is supposed to be based on kind of realism and they want to keep it realistic, then, Dave, you would have a point. But if it is just supposed to be that action movie that, you know, they know that
because it's a mindless action movie,
then it could make not just entertaining, but a good movie because that's what they were trying. Yeah.
I think that Dave is being entirely too hard on this for exactly those reasons that Greg is saying.
Wait till I talk about American Hustle.
I mean, I don't think I'll see it in theaters because there's so many others right now in theaters that I want to see first.
There was nothing special about this film.
I will say there wasn't anything special about it. Thank you.
Give me Knuckles.
Well, I'm not going to give you Knuckles. You still disagree with me.
I think I just said I'm not a big action star. I meant I'm not a big action fan.
I bet Greg and Eric will not like this film.
Probably not.
I've liked every other Jack Ryan film.
But he doesn't like Chris Pine.
I hate Chris Pine, and I didn't like Hunt for Red October.
Okay.
Yeah, then you won't like this film.
All right.
Well, I'm so sorry.
If anyone else has seen Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480. Or if you agree with some of us that Keira Knightley, really, no thank you.
Or hit us up on Facebook, BreakRadioShow.com. Click the big F. BreakRadioShow.com. Big F. And Keira, you know what? I liked her in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
really, you like the Pirates of the Caribbean
movies? I do.
I actually liked it too.
Yeah.
You didn't like those?
They're just okay.
My kids loved them. But
usually, I don't like the adventure type of movies. Like, I've never seen a Harry Potter, and I never will.
I don't want to see a Harry Potter either.
I had to sit through those for my kids.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And those are just as bad as Star Wars.
The bright spot is Emma Watson now. Yeah, she's great.
She's pretty good.
Now I know what I saw because of Emma Watson. She was in it. We'll talk about it later.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
I'm sorry if I got excited. Did you say that?
Because I remembered what it was finally. And I apologize if I've ruined anyone's ears.
I saw the needles get pegged to the left.
Wow, that was amazing. Okay,
well, we may have hopefully we'll have some people commenting on our tastes.
Right, because we love Jack Ryan, and I loved it. Joseph loved it.
Dave, not so much.
I love Chris Pine in Star Trek. I'm not kidding. One of my favorites, no doubt.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, we'll take some calls a little bit later, but right now we should take a break because when we come back,
wait a minute. Are you sure you don't want to take this call?
Yeah, we do.
Are they calling back in?
I guess I hung up on him accidentally.
It was your wife. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No, we'll take a break,
and if she calls back, we can pick her up.
Okay. Yeah, because we've got our guest after the break, from the Arizona Snowball. But this song is from This Means War. It's not the first time that Chris Pine has played a CIA agent, right? Remember he was in
that other horrible movie.
I thought it was okay. Reese Witherspoon.
That was awful.
I didn't see it.
I sort of like that one.
Where they were fighting over the girl?
Yes, yeah. And this song is Good Love by Cram.
Cram?
Ooh. Yeah, rock and roll.
I don't know Cram.
I love crayons.
Oh, crayons. I do like this.
I'm starting to sound like Dave.
Yeah, see? We'll have random enlightenments. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live. And we'll be right back.
you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
I thought we already had the Christmas show.
So delightful. And since we've no place.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and Greg Isaac. And real quickly, before our scheduled guest, a special, very special guest from San Diego, Trisha. How are you?
Hello, my love.
I love when you say that.
I'm getting ready to come over there on the airplane, but I'm sorry I had to call in because we disagree.
I know. I knew that.
Oh, no.
So tell us about Jack Ryan. What's your take on Jack Ryan? You're going to make Joseph
their
happy.
First disagreement.
No, we've been disagreeing
it's
before,
over.
But I respectfully disagree.
That's
I agree
okay.
with Joseph. I thought it was very fun. I enjoyed it. I went in there not having slept for about 22 hours. But
that's why you liked it.
No. I did not even get the least bit sleepy. It was full of action. I actually like the way that Chris Pines is like that, you know, giddy, happy Boy Scout kind of a look about him, kind of like what Kevin Costner said in the movie to him. I love his blue eyes. I think they're totally sexy.
What's going on here? What's going on, Eric?
But I will tell you this. Keira Knightley. Oh, my goodness. Fix those teeth, please.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
I know. You got all that money.
I am. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful girl. She's got a nice shape. But those teeth, it belongs in a vampire movie.
She should just close her mouth. She had her mouth hanging open agape the whole time.
She always does.
Yeah, I guess it's the teeth and the mouth. Yeah, it just... But anyway, I actually really enjoyed it. I go to movies to escape the real world sometimes, and I like to suspend my belief and just enjoy it. And I thought that this would appeal to guys because of the action and appeal to girls because of the romance.
Dave's not a real guy.
I love chick flicks.
You can't even say it.
That's I know right. You like them more than you like the manly action movies.
No, I like the manly stuff too, manly.
No, you don't.
You have
but, no, that's fair enough. I respect both of your opinions. Don't go see it. Okay, but... No, it was action. There was a lot of action. I will say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But bad action. So.
Right.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Tricia, and we'll see you in a little while, huh?
You got it.
Have a safe flight.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, yeah, that was, I'm glad she agreed with me.
Yeah. So, you know, some people will like it. I just don't think Eric and Greg will.
I think,
or the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Well, it's not doing. Well,
I agree with her with Keira Knightley. I don't know what happened to that girl. I don't know. It hasn't worked out well.
No. She
with Keira Knightley.
She looks like she's got something wrong with her brain in this movie.
But Eric, didn't you like Star Trek with Chris Pine?
No.
Uh-huh. You know what I did like with him is the one he was with
blind
Elizabeth
dating.
Banks.
Oh, what?
And she was his sister, but. He knew, but
People
she
like
didn't.
Us or something.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
I like
pretty good storyline.
I liked Blind Dating.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, do you do blind dates? Blind date?
No. He was actually...
Blind dates.
Blind dates.
He was actually blind in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how clever of a title.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, fantastic.
I don't remember that.
It was good. It was older.
That's
it was
like
before
the other movie. I just watched a movie called Blindsided. And guess what? The protagonist was...
Chris Pine.
Blind.
Oh, okay.
But that was a good movie with Sandra Bullock.
Right. Well, right.
No, he's like talking that. About a different one.
Oh.
Yes. Well, now, before we move on to our guest, we've got that song that brought us into this segment was Let It Snow, sung by Dean Martin. Mm-hmm. It's actually appropriate for our next segment, but it's from Spy Game.
Spy Game.
This is our CIA show.
Who's my favorite singer of all time?
Dean Martin.
Yes, he is.
But remember Spy Game? What was that...
Yeah,
wasn't
I think
Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I did not care for that movie at all.
That was
can't remember.
You know, I remember not liking it that much, but I don't remember what actually happened in the movie.
Yeah, well, when I was looking up the music from the movies, I said, "How appropriate! Let It Snow is from this movie, and we're going to talk about my trip this past week."
Did you get anything from Spies Like Us, like the actual title song? Spies Like Us.
No, I didn't do that one.
You're missing out, Joseph.
Well, that's an older. Come on.
I know. It was before your time.
you
were probably
that.
Like not born yet.
Right. Well, right now we have on our really special guest. Thank you so much for joining us, Director of Sales and Marketing of Arizona Snowbowl, Jason Stratton. How are you?
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Jason.
How are you, sir?
Oh,
hello.
Good. This is Dave
hello,
Isaac.
Governor.
Of course, you know Joseph, Greg Isaac. And Joseph, experience all your great stuff there at the Snow Bowl, and why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, it was so exciting. This is all because back on, I believe, November 30th, we had our snow show in honor of Frozen, Disney's Frozen. And we talked to you then. It was, you know, like the day after your first day of the season. And you know, I revealed that I didn't know how to ski or snowboard. And now I feel pretty confident about snowboarding. And not only that, but I had one of the top 10 experiences of my life thus far at Arizona Snowball.
That's fantastic, boy. We couldn't have had a better day for you to come up and enjoy the mountain.
Oh, I know. And it was so nice because I don't have that much experience driving up north, or especially in the snow. But it was a nice day out.
Or shaving.
Or shaving. What? But, you know, I did get a little bit sunburned. I will say that. I didn't put on enough suntan lotion. And I think that that's something that you would recommend, right?
Oh, absolutely. Folks forget that in the wintertime, it's not just the direct sunlight, but you get the reflection off the snow, so it's a double whammy in the wintertime.
Absolutely. You did tell me to drink enough water. I did that, so thank you very much for that tip, because we were up there pretty high. And
so height and water make go hand in hand?
You probably could explain
absolutely.
It.
Oh, tell us about that. I didn't know about that.
So at you know, the height that we have here in Northern Arizona, the base is at 9,200 feet, and the top chairlift goes up above 11,000. So there's certainly an elevation element to it, and you know, we always forget that water is our best friend, and you got to drink lots of it when you're in high elevations, especially in this high mountain desert environment that we have.
Yeah, and it was very helpful because I was feeling it, because I wanted to keep trying. I wanted to keep practicing on that, on the slopes there. I was on the smaller one with the magic carpet that you have, just the conveyor belt going up the small mountain there for most of my
time. That's called the bunny slope.
Okay.
Well, we like to call it a first timer arena.
Yes. Well, I wasn't the only one falling down. There was an older man there. He was falling down like crazy, and he finally just said, "You know, I'm going to stick with skiing for right now." But
ask Jason the trick of the ski lifts.
I don't know if that's important. Yeah, I don't know if you heard me earlier. You know, first of all, it was a dream come true for me to ride the ski lift because I finally worked up the courage to get on not the one that went halfway up the mountain, but the smaller one. It was a dream come true to ride that because one of my favorite movies is Frozen, the horror movie, when they all get stuck up on the ski lift. And I, in fact, that's what my duck, Frozen, that's how I named him. But it was a dream come true. I was scared to death up there. It was the most scariest experience of my life up there. I don't know, you know, what that was all about. But the worst part about it is both times I tried it, I bumped my head. As I was trying to exit the ski lift, the chair hit me in the back of the head both times. Is that a common occurrence?
You know, sometimes it is, and especially when it's your first time out, you know, it's all about body position. And when you get off that chairlift, it seems counterintuitive, but you want to lean forward because you are going down an incline when you first get off that chairlift. Mm-hmm. And our natural reaction, right, when we start to slide is to lean back. Because we think if we lean back, we'll slow down. And that's actually a counterproductive movement as far as your body goes with that chairlift coming behind you.
That
makes a lot of sense. Because, Joseph, if you were leaning back, then you're leaning back right into the lift.
Right. Well, and you know, the instructors there were excellent. I want to thank Nick Kay. He was the instructor who taught me a lot of the, you know, stuff during the lessons. He was, you know, terrific. He had patience. He was really helping some of the other people who were having a lot more trouble than I was. I think that I was catching on a lot quicker than I actually thought that I would. But he did tell me that, you know, that I was leaning back. I needed to lean forward, but I was leaning back. That's why I kept falling. And, you know, you kind of have to have that kind of like athletic stance, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, absolutely. You know, think about standing on a bar of soap, if you will. You got to be centered right on top of that before it slips out in front or in back of you. Mm-hmm. But you also have to take into consideration that the incline of the hill. So it's not flat, obviously. You wouldn't have any momentum. So leaning forward really just positions you perfectly balanced over top of your skis or snowboards.
Right.
And that's probably the hardest thing for folks to really commit to. And it really is a commitment. You've got to stand tall and lean forward in that, what we consider an aggressive stance, just to get you into a neutral position on top of those skis or snowboard.
Now, how high are you? I've never been on a ski lift either. But when you're about to get off the ski lift, how far down is the ground from where your feet are?
Well, it's relatively low. You've got about anywhere from a 5 to 10 feet drop off of the platform, depending on snow depth and things of that nature. But we try to make it as low and gradual as we can, but yet it's got to have enough incline to get you out of the way of the next folks behind you.
right.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the best lessons that I learned there was from a father trying to teach his daughter, you know, because she kept falling down and, you know, he's relating to, you know, when she plays soccer. He said that, you know, you're scared of the bigger girls. You're afraid to take them on. He says, you can't be afraid. And I think that, you know, that's what I was struggling with at first. I was afraid to fall down. I was afraid of this. I was afraid of that. And a lot of people were struggling with that. You can't be afraid. I think this applies
to... It's snow. It doesn't hurt.
Well, I've got the bruises now. But I do joke that I do have all these bruises and everything, and I am in pain, but it was all worth it. It was all worth it.
And I think you really hit the nail on the head. You know, when we think about folks coming into the sport, we really try to talk about confidence. Mm-hmm. Because if you have that confidence, then you're going to have a better day on the snow. Right. And you throw in the factor that, you know, when we get above after college and into our work careers, you know, the last thing we learned that was new to us was probably educational in college. And so we also have this little roadblock of learning something new that's foreign to us. So it's that confidence that helps overcome that. And Joseph experienced one of the great inventions, which is our conveyor system, because now you can take the height challenge out of the chairlift. So if you're worried about the height of the chairlifts, you don't have to ride those your first time. You can ride these conveyor systems that are super simple, super smooth, easy on and off, and that way you can focus more on the things you need to do on your skis or snowboard to have a good day on the snow, right? I mean, you had the perfect progression, Joseph. You started on that conveyor, got some confidence, and then tackled that high risk of riding a chairlift and overcame it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and then I looked at the next highest one, the one that I would have still been able to ride with my lift ticket, and I so wanted to go on that, but I didn't ride it. For one reason, because I wanted to make sure I had a reason to go back and experience it again. And I was telling the guys here during the break that, you know, I'm on meetup.com, a few different groups, and I can't wait to bring my friends back sometime in February. And a few of them don't know how to learn, so I'm going to try to teach them some of the basics. But, you know, I can't wait to experience it again.
That's awesome.
What does an all-day pass cost?
Our adult lift tickets are $59 during non-holiday periods, and then $67 during holiday periods. And we've got all sorts of packages, whether you need equipment or lessons, and really try to make it as affordable as possible as we can.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, I just had such a great time. And, again, it was such a beautiful day. But I was surprised that it was quite, you know, so warm. And, you know, it was great for the driving up there. But, you know, I know we talked a little bit about this off the air. But, you know, and I heard this on the on a few news programs earlier in the week that Flagstaff isn't doing that great in terms of it's hot out and it's not snowing. So how do you keep the snow around when it was just, you know, we haven't seen snow for so long?
Well, we are certainly seeing the efforts of our snowmaking crew and groomers. They've been working tirelessly, even from the last time we talked, which was, you know, middle to end of November. As we see colder temperatures overnight, we still continue to make snow through our man-made process. And you're absolutely right. We have not seen natural snow now for over 27 days.
Wow.
I think December is going to end up being one of the top five driest Decembers we've seen on record, yet we set a skier count record for visitors in December. Mm-hmm. Of 41,000 folks came up to the mountain and had some fun. So it really is the trials and tribulations of snowmaking and the hard work that's gone into making sure that we've got snow for folks driving north, and it's here to stay.
Now, how is the visitorship in January so far? Because, you know, there was a few people there. I mean, it wasn't empty, but, you know, I thought that I had a great experience because, you know, it wasn't jam-packed. Now, this weekend it probably is going to be, right?
Sure. This weekend being a holiday weekend, we do see an influx in our crowd. But, again, despite the warm weather and lack of natural snow, our January is right on budget.
Okay.
It's looking pretty good. There always is a lull in the ski industry in January because it's post-holidays and mm-hmm. got to get back to school and work and all that stuff. So we're right on track.
Okay, excellent. And so if I were to you know, plan a trip out there, you know, mid-February, and there'd still be snow, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're with snowmaking, we were pretty much guaranteeing skiing right through the end of March, probably first week of April, whether Mother Nature helps us or not.
That's exciting. That's exciting. And, you know, it is so beautiful up there. I did, you know, I want to thank you again so much for the opportunity, not only to learn that, but, you know, I got to experience Flagstaff. I think that I told you I'd only been there a couple times before. I mean, such a beautiful place out there, you know, so, you know, hopefully our listeners can go out and not only experience Snowbowl, but experience Flagstaff and some great little shops around there and everything.
You bet. And we appreciate the opportunity to talk about snow. You know, we're super passionate about it. And really the goal is folks to come up and experience northern Arizona at its finest with sunshine and colder temps and some snow on the ground. And just it's just fun stuff to play in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, again, Jason Stratton, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you, for the opportunity to go up there and experience Snow Bowl and learn as, you know, as a kind of a thing for National Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month.
It's awesome. I appreciate it, Joseph.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jason Stratton, Director of Sales and Marketing, Arizona Snow Bowl.
Yeah, that was, you know, again, it was just so exciting. I'm so glad that I had that opportunity.
Well, why didn't you tell me Greg wasn't going to make it? I would have gone with you.
Yeah.
Well, hey, see.
What's up with
see,
this?
You told me you checked with everyone. Oh,
you person. You person.
Wait, who's that just was talking?
The guy on the other side of the glass.
I don't have Eric's number. If I did,
I have Eric's number.
Yeah, you guys got my number.
Yeah, you got his number.
Okay.
See, he is speechless, isn't he?
I'm under stress.
See, that's why I want to go back.
Nailed him.
Yeah.
I want to go back.
Well, that's why I want to go back.
Is it really a 5-foot drop from the ski lift, though?
Well,
not
the one that I was on. You know, again, I was on the lowest level of the, you know, ski lift.
How far of a
bunny
drop?
Slope.
I it wasn't a drop at all for me.
You're on the ground. It's just pulling you.
Well,
up
how
the
did
snow.
You get hit?
Well,
your
no,
head
I was
then.
On the I was on the ski lift, but it was on, you know, the last two times I went on the slopes. But it was literally the ground just came up from under you when you were, you know, coming down on the ski lift.
It's not like you can't see it coming.
Right, right. So, you know, I imagine that the taller ones that go all the way up the mountain and stuff, they probably have the drop that he was talking about, and I would probably be terrified
of that. 5-foot to 10-foot drop.
Well, yeah, but
Eric, I mean, would you do that?
Yeah, I've skied a million times in my life. I'm a very good skier, and mostly Vail. I've skied all over Colorado, Montana, California.
That would be nice. Hey, come on!
Wow,
I just could have went with him. Come on,
yeah.
Guys.
I would have been down the mountain before you got up the lift.
Yes, you probably would.
But a 5 to 10 foot drop, that it's easy for you, right?
Well, you know, I mean, if you fall from it, you're probably not going to get hurt. You might get hurt, but probably not. But, like, you know, I've been on lifts that are like 50 feet in the air.
No, don't. But he's. I thought he meant when you're about to jump off, you have to jump off 5 to 10 feet.
No, it usually just eases you right onto the snow.
That's it. Just eases you on the snow.
Oh, but you got to know how to stand up and get off the lift and get out of the way.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right, right. But you know, in terms of the height when you're in the middle of the ski lift,
that was
terrifying.
You're
I looked
there,
down. Yeah. Yeah. And I know they do that during the summer and everything,
nothing
too, right?
Nothing to keep you from falling off the bench if you lean too far forward.
Exactly.
Really? There was
no
seatbelt?
There was no
seatbelts. You can't put a seatbelt on because you need to get off it, like, immediately.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Have people fallen before?
All the time. People fall off them the time.
From 50 feet?
Yeah. People do fall.
And then what happens?
If you're in a place where there's lots of snow, you just make a snow angel when you hit the ground.
And wait for the...
and get up and ski down the mountain.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, I can't wait to go back because as much of fun as I had alone, I can't wait to experience it with friends.
Like a girl at the party that kissed you on the cheek.
Hopefully who doesn't know how to snowboard, and I know a few basics that I could teach her.
And
huh?
You take a Boda bag with you.
What?
Oh.
A Boda bag.
What's that?
That's like the
Look
Buddha?
It up.
The Buddha.
Oh, okay.
Boda, B-O-D-A.
Not a Buddha.
No.
What's a Buddha?
A Buddha is a fat man.
Oh, what's a Boda?
You rub his belly. A Boda bag is like
a leather flask. Yeah, a Boda call. Okay. I've heard of Boda calls.
With a string around it so you can carry it over your
It's a Boda call, right?
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's something totally different.
Yes.
Oh. And, you know, NAU is up there, right?
Who?
NAU, Northern Arizona
Yes.
University.
That's where Kathleen went
No,
to
they're
school.
Down.
Really?
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Hey, that would explain it, because the college girls were quite hot.
Talking sure to her boyfriend, that. For God's sakes.
Well, I...
I'll Lucky her, you're I'll behind ask, the glass,
I'll
buddy.
I'll ask her if she'll kiss your cheek.
No. And
or do the moringa.
And the women. Oh, come on.
What's it called?
Macarena.
Oh, that one.
Moringa.
Macaroni.
What's a moringa, anyway?
Yeah, there's something else. Oh,
is it?
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a lot of fun. And speaking of the women in the at Snow Bowl, they were hot, too.
What's an extra? Those
because I was so cold.
Those are snow bunnies.
Yes, yes. Those were snow. I think
Did you
snow
go
bunny
to the
was a hill I was on.
Did you have hot chocolate at the lodge and stuff by a fire?
No. I was on the slopes for most of the time, except for when I was drinking some water
or falling down.
And falling down, yes. Slopes. Yeah. Snowy slopes. Anyway.
Were you all wet from falling in the snow constantly?
No, actually not. I was quite prepared. I had
a wetsuit on.
No, I had on like a raincoat.
Oh, Rain Man?
And was the snow icy? Because usually when there's a lot of sun and they're making snow, the snow is very hard and icy.
Ooh. Yes.
And that's the worst snow to ski on.
Yes, it pretty much was because it was hot out there. So
it gets hot, it melts, and then at night it freezes, and then the next day it's just solid ice, and you can't really ski on it that well.
And Eric, I was told by an expert skier that on a hot day, you wear layers, mm-hmm. not just one big coat, because you want to make sure. Yeah, you heard that.
Okay. Right. Well, then I had on a couple different layers, and I took some things off as the day went on.
Oh, it's striptease.
Right, that too. But
that was the stripper.
Right.
Yes.
There you go. Well, anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to go back. And so we want to thank them for the opportunity.
We should do a live broadcast there.
Right. We'd love to do that. And I'm a little, selfish, but I kind of don't want it to snow, because when I do go back in February, I want to make sure that I'm able to drive and everything. And I'm worried about, driving up there in the snow. Hey.
There we go.
There we go. Look at this.
There it is. There it is.
Look at this.
It's Joseph on the table.
Yeah.
There he is.
There goes the scarf.
Look at his move. Oh,
there goes the second scarf.
Wow, he's up to the ceiling.
And there's the gloves.
He's down to his pasties.
He's doing the splits.
Woo!
Help.
Well, on that note, let's go to our next break. This is from Fair Game, Good Lovin' by Betty Wright. Fair Game, remember that movie?
No, I think I remember Good Loving.
Well, no, this one's Good Lovin', a different version of Good Lovin'. But Fair Game.
How many versions of Good Lovin' are there?
Valerie Plame.
Eric, isn't Good Lovin'? Oh, Valerie Plame.
Good Lovin' was Valerie a little
Plame.
Rascal.
The CIA person that got outed out by who, Eric?
What was the question?
Valerie Plame got outed out by who?
Valerie Plame.
That one.
I have no idea.
But remember, Naomi Watts was in the movie.
I thought it was Dick Cheney, right? Valerie Plame
Plame.
The CIA agent.
Lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah, something like that.
Love it.
So, and this is, where were we? Oh, we are Breakthrough Entertainment. That's where we were, and we'll be right back. I want some
owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerum Baum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, and our own Eric Reinert.
And the Guns N' Roses, right?
Is that Guns N' Roses,
yeah.
Eric?
It is, I guess. I've never heard it before.
Now, have you ever, on Valentine's, what do you give, Guns or Roses? Which one?
Guns.
Yes, Guns.
And we are doing a Valentine's Day special.
Oh, what's that going to be like?
I give a gun with roses in a barrel.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nice.
So we're going to do a Valentine's special?
Yeah, Valentine's Day special. Well, not on Valentine's Day, but
can we do
a
kissing contest for you single people?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds
like a
lot of fun.
So we'll line them up. Is that permissible to have a line of beautiful models here at live here at KPHX?
Sure.
For Valentine's Day and all the single people. I would not be qualified.
All the single ladies.
So I only kiss one person.
All the single ladies.
All right, so Greg, Eric. Well, Eric, would you qualify? Or?
Hey, I've been with the same woman for 11 years.
All right, so you can't qualify. Yeah. Aww. So you two, Joseph and Greg.
I'll pass.
Okay. So Joseph, you'll get all the cheek kisses you'll ever want.
Excellent. I can't wait.
Cheek.
Snow
cheek
bunnies.
I will watch.
You will watch. Yeah. That is creepy.
Eric, isn't there a song like dancing cheek to cheek?
That is a little creepy.
I don't know.
I think there's a dancing.
What we'll do is we'll help you after they come in, and we'll talk to some of the girls, and then we'll talk to you and say, you know, if you want it anywhere else other than cheek, here's what you got to do, and then we'll tell these girls something.
Well, that's what we're going to do on our Valentine's Day special. We'll get some dating advice. Maybe we'll talk from a kissing expert. Hey,
there's kissing experts. I mean, really?
Hey, if I got it's ex-CIA guy on.
You mean there's kissing teachers?
Well, the ex-CIA is one thing, but kissing expert.
Kissing expert.
Now, for all of you new listeners, I am the kissing expert. Oh, what is that?
This is dancing cheek to cheek.
Yeah, this is it. I love this.
I can't believe you know this song because it's like from the 30s.
Now, who's singing that?
Fred Astaire.
Oh, really? I don't hear the cheek to cheek yet. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here it is.
When we're out together dancing
cheek to cheek.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. That's for our own Joseph Erdo.
I'm sure that's definitely a movie Joseph has not seen.
Correct.
But you have experienced the cheek kiss.
I have.
I'm so sorry.
Well, and
that's
song
from 1935.
Oh, wow. 1935.
That is certainly old.
That is Wow.
David Noel, you were
in college. All right. So that
I was dancing cheek to cheek.
The other song that we heard from Guns N' Roses, If the World, was from Body of Lies, that Leonardo DiCaprio movie, right?
I guess so. I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, I didn't care for that much. No, it was relatively new. It was a few years ago. CIA. He was in the CIA, something like that.
I haven't seen it.
It wasn't very good.
I haven't seen it either. Hmm.
But something that is new is Reasonable Doubt. Dominic Cooper plays a district attorney whose life is turned upside down when he becomes involved in a hit and run, and another man, Samuel L. Jackson, is arrested for his crime and charged with murder. So again, Dominic Cooper hits a guy. And
the black guy gets jailed for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And I have a question. I saw the
trailer. You saw the trailer.
Here's the question, Joseph.
It spoils a little bit much, but go ahead.
Why do older actors turn the evil roles later in their career?
Who's evil?
Samuel Jackson.
Yes. So, because
I could tell from the trailer. But that drives me. Alan Alda did that. I mean, these guys. Harrison Ford did it. Don't go to evil roles. It ruins
not?
My image.
What? Come on.
I mean, their image.
Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't know. It ruins their
image.
It ruins my perception of
them. Samuel L. Jackson has played more than one bad guy.
Yes.
But this is there's a difference between bad guy like in with John Travolta, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Black Snake Moan.
Yeah, but this was an evil role. And Alan Alda did it, Harrison Ford. I don't like that.
Alan Alda's done it a couple times, too.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, I think he did a really good job in this. I will say that you saw the trailer. I'm going to advise our listeners, if you want to see Reasonable Doubt, do not watch the trailer. It reveals too much. I mean, I'm just going to say on here, yes, Samuel L. Jackson's not the greatest guy in this movie.
Yeah.
This is a very serpentine, twisty, turny movie. Keeps you on the edge of your seat. Very suspenseful. Very exciting. I was gasping. I was verbally gasping in this movie.
Were you with a date, like?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What if you were with a date?
Were the other audience members looking at me funny?
No, I watched it at home.
Give us a demonstration on gasping. How does it sound?
All right.
Oh, really? That was good.
But yeah. It was
gasping.
And I did that several times throughout the movie. So, needless to say, what direction is my thumb?
I think it's up.
Yes, it is up.
Oh.
I'm giving Reasonable Doubt a thumbs up.
Mm.
You know, it is. It doesn't. This is, you're going to hate this movie, Dave. It doesn't operate with any real world sensibility at all.
Oh.
The characters in this movie act ridiculous. They make some really terrible decisions, especially since they are, you know, members of law enforcement and stuff like that. So you won't like that, but you know, I'm giving it a thumbs up and taking us into our break. And is going to be from Good Shepherd. Remember that Matt Damon movie?
Yeah, the Good Ship Lollipop.
No.
Mary Temple. What's that girl's name?
Shirley Temple.
No. This one is starred Matt Damon. It was all about the inception of the CIA. Good Shepherd. Whiff and Poof song by Rudy Valli.
Rudy Valli. Oh, I was thinking of Frankie Valli.
Who played his wife in that? I forget.
Shirley MacLaine.
No, not in the Good Shepherd.
In the Good Shepherd, I don't know because I fell asleep.
Elizabeth Banks.
Really? It was boring, yes.
It was very boring. I don't remember.
I think I saw that. Well, was he like a CIA guy?
You remember this song, I'm sure. Yeah, he was a CIA.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
It was the inception of the CIA.
Inception?
No.
Oh, yeah, Hoover. Hoover Dam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Exactly. And inception. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, songsters off on the street.